It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Well, we have two words to really begin our real estate update this morning with Shane Mast. Those words are interest rates.
Yes. Very interesting, huh? I mean, it's pretty wild. We, of course, had the Federal Reserve meeting two days ago, and raised the rate, the federal funds rate, another 0.75%. That gets them up to 3.25 for the federal funds rate, which was near zero, by the way, for the last couple of years. So people are wondering, why, if the federal funds rate is 3.25, why are our interest rates in the sixes, which today, by the way, they are 6.62% for your average conventional mortgage. Highest since 2007.
Wow, big change there.
Yeah, absolutely big change. And if you look at the people kind of want to know, like, are we going to get to seven? It looks like we probably will. The last time we were at that high of a interest rate into the sevens, I just went and looked at some stats, went down a really big rabbit hole of interest rate stats, but it was 2002. So 20 years ago was the last time interest rates hit the sevens. So it's a very high rate. And the reason they're going up is, they went up 0.75%, the Federal Reserve, but rates actually went up almost a full percent in the last 30 days.
Wow.
We have been up into the sixes. We got up into the sixes in July, and then they dropped slowly, started weaning down into the five, all the way down to around 5%. And then inflation went up again, and Fed said, we're going to keep raising this. And they're planning on raising the federal funds rate another 1.25% by the end of the year. So that news, when the Federal Reserve announced that after their meeting where they raised it, sent the market into a bit of a panic. So what they're doing is they're building in the rate hikes that the Fed's going to do for the rest of the year, which is only a couple more meetings. So they shouldn't go up too much higher throughout the rest of the year, but probably are going to hit seven by December.
So what does this do for both sellers and buyers?
Well, what it does for buyers is exactly what the Federal Reserve is trying to do. They're trying to get Americans to spend less money. And they thought getting it to 6% was going to do it, but people are still buying and selling. There's been 26 pending houses just in the last week in Douglas County. So eventually they'll hit a point where buyer demand will shrink enough. And it's not just for houses. It's on houses, cars, anything that you finance, your credit cards, all are going up. Credit cards are at an all-time high for interest rates right now. And the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell did admit, you know, these rate hikes actually hit the poorest people the hardest because they're the ones using their credit cards more. And basically all your payments are going to go to interest until we get this under control. But that's the idea. The idea is we spend less money, we can get that inflation down. They want core inflation to be around 2%, which is pretty normal. And now core inflation's in the sixes. Actual inflation's in the eights. So the Federal Reserve said we will continue this kind of, we call it a hawkish stance, where they're being really aggressive on rate hikes. They're going to continue this until they're sure inflation is either at or near 2% or is on its way to 2%. We don't know how long that's going to take, whether it's 6 months or 16 months. But that they made it pretty clear that they're not dropping rates until we get inflation under control. So for sellers, that just means you're going to have less buyers out there that qualify for your home. Every 1% interest rate hike costs a buyer 10% purchasing power. So if you were a $400,000 buyer at 5% and rates go up, like that's the max you can borrow, is up a $400,000 mortgage, and they go up 1% to 6, you're now at 360 just from that 1% hike. So that's the difference. What we've seen in 30 days, people have lost about 15% of their buying power.
So you're going to see there some folks end up shifting into maybe a different house than what they've been thinking about earlier if they're a buyer.
Yeah, exactly. It's either that or they stay renting, which also, the numbers that came out last week for that are not good for renters. Most people probably saw the state of Oregon just started capping how much landlords can raise their rent. And this year, for the next year, it's 14.6%, much higher than most people anticipated, unless you actually follow the data, because it's that number is based on inflation plus 7%. So since our inflation is so high, that's why you add the 7% to your core inflation and you get 14.6%. So even those that are kind of thinking about not buying right now are probably going to get faced with a little bit more rent. I mean, 14.6% is a large rent increase.
Yeah, boy. So some challenging times there, and probably a lot of people turning to you folks for some help and advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not going to push anybody into purchasing or selling. We're just going to give you the facts and see what's the best thing for you. And we let the client decide what they want to do. There still are certain cases, if you're buying and selling in the same market, you're generally going to be okay. But it also depends on how much you're putting down. Are you able to buy that rate down a little bit to get it off of these not record highs? Because everybody knows in the 80s, they were in double digits for most of the decade, but still very high in comparison with record home prices what we have now. That's what a lot of people don't understand is, yes, 6.62 is historically a pretty good rate, but not when we have historic highs for prices. So prices have to go down, and this is what the Federal Reserve wants. They want the prices to go down so we can get inflation down. And it has started to happen already. The entire country is facing, but their prices are going down everywhere in the United States. But probably the biggest section is the West. The West, it's going down faster. California is already back down to a year ago's prices in just a few months.
Wow. So definitely a very shifting market. Timing is going to be a big deal for a lot of folks as well.
Yeah, I mean, timing is everything. It's got to be, if you're going to buy a house, you obviously, no matter what the market is and what the interest rates are, it's got to be a comfortable payment. I always get, this is my advice to buyers, if you can afford the payment and all your bills and still put a little bit of money away in savings, then you're probably a good candidate to buy. If you can't do those three things, pay your mortgage comfortably, pay your bills, and put stuff away, maybe you should wait.
And, of course, a lot of people have been on the sidelines for a while anyway, but now more factors to consider, and definitely wanting to get people that are trained and knowledgeable about this, because it is such a quickly moving platform right now.
Yeah, absolutely. People that were working with us and the Oregon Life Homes agents a year ago, actually starting in November when they started announcing these rate hikes, a lot of people were saying, I'm going to wait until the prices go down. And we were explaining to them that if rates, we were thinking they're going to go up to 5, not 6 or 7. But we were explaining to them, your payment will actually be more if you wait. Even if prices drop by 10%, rates go up by 2%, it'd be cheaper now to buy, like last year in the winter and early 2022. And a lot of people did do that, and they're very happy that they did, because they're sitting at 3.1% interest, and they're not going anywhere.
So Oregon Life Homes, talk about how folks can get connected with your agents.
Absolutely. So we are located at 603 Southeast Jackson downtown, where they're going to have the big Blocktoberfest on Sunday, October 8th. And you can also Google us at OregonLifeHomes.com.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:59.